Hey, this is Irene. I've been waiting for you. Thank you for joining me, mixing it up with me right here on The Mix. You're listening to CBiz Media. Hey guys, got a review for you. This time something different. We are talking Woke Folk, the PowerPoint presentation of Cat Williams.
Your place for faith, inspiration, community chat, and more. Tune into LICMC Radio at licmc.net. Spots available. Call 248-701-0885 for info. Touch and agree with us in prayer anytime with the Prayers Up Club. Visit cbiztvmedia.com and click Prayers Up Club. Finally, stop by our store for inspirational gifts for your friends, loved ones, or gift yourself. Visit cbiztvmedia.com and click our store. Now we send it back to Irene, CBiz Media. Faith, love, and trends. Thank you.
Yeah, so I think the timing was genius because it was, you know, we still have the memory of Cat on Club Shay Shay, which garnered millions and millions of views overnight. Broke some records there. So, I mean, it's a great way to play off of, you know, the success that Cat has gotten from that and just jump right into the next project. And I call it PowerPoint presentation because he had receipts, he had videos, he had sound bites, he had social media on and popping on the stage with him. So he had a big screen up and we could see some of the references he was making. He had videos and whatnot. He had, again, sound bites. And then, you know, he did a little bit of his own, you know, physical comedy, acting some of the things out himself. So there was some slow parts in the beginning. There were jokes that I felt like he could have pushed a little further. They kind of ended too quickly and I feel like he could have got more out of it. Like, there's spoilers here, but the Nick Cannon scenario where he was saying, you know, this man has 100 and something kids or whatever, and saying, you know, he has as many kids as Abraham, you know, he could basically have his own nation. He said, you know, everybody's laughing at him now, but in 100 years, you know, he's gonna have this whole group of people with his name. And I was thinking, yeah, there's gonna be, you know, states and cities, you know, just named after the Cannons, Cannonville, something like that. So yeah, I liked that, and I feel like he could have pushed it a little bit further. He talked about things just kind of bettering yourself. And even though it was in a comedic fashion, he was trying to lift people and their self-esteem up, you know, mental health, saying, you know, even if you're ugly, if you're depressed, whatever issues you have, just don't give up. You know, look at the world out here now. People are doing whatever they want. And basically, you just do you. And everybody's doing everything, so you do you. And no matter if you feel like you have a deficit in life, look at what this other person is doing. Look at what the next person is doing. If they can do it and get by with their craziness, then you can do what you're gonna do and make it work. And he was like, this isn't a time for depression. This is a time, the best time of our lives. Let's do something, you know, believe in yourself, even if you're ugly. I think that was one of the lines. So like, no matter what, just believe in yourself and don't give up. And I thought that was positive, but the way he did it better than what I'm telling you. So there's, of course, language and whatnot. So this is not something for my faith-based family to listen to. This is, or watch. It depends on your, how you feel. And if you feel that you can watch this type of content, because some people of faith feel that they couldn't, I can't say that I always inundate myself with this type of content, that I'm always watching this type of content. That wouldn't be true, but from time to time I do. And the language I notice and I don't like, and I think that's a good thing, because sometimes we can get what you call desensitized to violence, language, sex, and all these things that the world kind of puts out through social media, TV, radio, conversation, just all of it. So I still have some level of sensitivity to it, and I'm not in favor of it. I know in a lot of comedy shows that it happens, unless you're listening to a straight up Christian, clean comedian, which there are some good ones, and maybe I'll work on finding some that we can chat about in the future. But I know I talked about Cat before, and I figured that I would follow up because I wanted to see this special. Cat, just like I've mentioned with Dave Chappelle, has kind of gotten on their soapbox, and is kind of preachy at points. But I'm not hating it. I'm not hating the way that he comes on and represents. And even though I can't say this is a person that I feel represents Christianity and faith in God 100%. But who can say that any of us are flawless? I'm not going to put myself up against that. But I'm going to say that I do feel like there is some good intentions behind what he shares, what he says, and some of the content. And some of it's just not for me. Some of it is world. Some of it is what the world is into. And, you know, that's just not for me. But there are things in this world that I think are exciting, things in this world that I think that are attractive, things in this world that I think you can glean a message from. Because, you know, there are things in this world that, again, are exciting and attractive, but again, all of it isn't for us. But some of it we have to kind of discern and take some of it and leave the rest, you know, so to speak. You don't want to be so heavily minded that you're no earthly good, but there's also a limit to how much you want to connect with things of the modern day world, and the lifestyles and the way people do things. But I don't really want to get into that, because I'm really talking about Cat here. But he definitely has a lot of faith undertones and talks about God and all of that. And he's even talked on Club Shay Shay about having a relationship with God, the Bible, growing up in a religious family. So that's definitely in the roots of him. And he hasn't totally dropped that, which I think is a good thing. So also, I detected a couple of hecklers with some of his jokes there. One was kind of a come on heckler that was kind of coming on to him, and one of them was just laughing too loudly and extremely loud to the point where it was definitely noticeable and a bit annoying. But those hecklers, to me, they seemed like they were just enjoying the show. They weren't like the crazy jump on stage hecklers, so I actually think it enhanced the show a bit as well. He talked about the Alabama brawl. Like, who couldn't talk about that? That's really a great topic. He talked about standing on truth, which is kind of what he did when he was outing everything that he learned in the entertainment world, or, you know, some of his experiences or his thoughts and whatnot. So he was just saying, you know, lies are going to come out on people. Like, this is the time. It's with Diddy and others, it's just like the truth is being revealed, which I love that. It gave me biblical vibes, definitely. What goes on in the dark will come to the light. So I like to see Bible everywhere anyway, because I'm a person of faith. And I feel like the Bible is the best-selling book, and we borrow from it all the time because I feel like it's kind of the standard of the universe, whether people even realize that they're borrowing from it and may not even have read it, because that's just how prevalent the Bible is ingrained into our society and into just the way that we move, whether we want to recognize or acknowledge it or not. You know how some people are sneakerheads? I guess I'm a godhead. That could have two different meanings, but you guys know what I mean. Speaking of sneakers, he actually showed these sneakers that Trump created. They were really expensive, and I guess he's saying that Trump was trying to appeal to the people of color, and it was kind of nonsensical what he created for that. The truth is stranger than fiction. You know, some of the crazy things that go on in our world today, the real things are better than anything you can lie about or make up in our world and society today. That's just how crazy the vibe is in our universe right now. So, you know, there was no lies, no cap, when it came to what he was talking about. I dug it. It was a big improvement from the last one. Not saying the last one was the most horrible thing, but definitely a huge improvement. There were some slow moments near the beginning, but it just started to warm up and get better and better and better till we got to a great ending, and I was not disappointed. All right, Cat. Woke folk, you just keep capitalizing on the Club Shay Shay. Keep capitalizing on just basically who you are and what you represent, and hopefully do some great things and do some great things for our community while we're at it, because he also mentioned reparations, and he sounded like he was seriously talking about reparations. So I don't know if comedians can change the world, but you know, maybe there's a little something that he can do just by putting his voice out there with all those people that saw that interview, with all the people that follow him on Netflix and whatnot. Hopefully he can do the thing. Again, this special is not for all audiences. Some of the jokes are not for me and not for people of faith. There were some sexual jokes that I wasn't vibing with, and it is what it is. When you're watching comedy in the world of comedy, mainstream comedy, it pushes the envelope, it goes across the edge, it does some things, it tries to appeal in different ways. So definitely not saying this man is a saint, not saying any of that, but saying that I'm also a person that believes God can use some people. And if you're not the person that is inspired or changed by him, there's somebody else that may be into mainstream comedy that might have a glimmer of something that might either uplift them. It's a little God in there. That's all I have to say. It's a little. I'm not gonna do the Kanye thing, because I kind of was giving Kanye a lot of love when he supposedly went into his gospel phase, but I feel like it's just a phase at this point. He pushes the envelope, he turns things the kind of the way that he wants to turn them. So I'm not gonna like vouch for Cat when it comes to, you know, have him come speak at your church or anything like that, but I'm sure if he did, he would know how to handle himself there. But I'm just stating, you know, it was a good show. Now, I don't want to always get too much into my personal thoughts and mindset when I do some of my reviews, but I kind of had to a little bit in this scenario. But thanks, guys, for listening. Thanks for checking out my thoughts. What are your thoughts? Agree, disagree? What are you thinking? You can always email me at cbiztv@yahoo.com. That's cbiztv@yahoo.com. All the best. God bless. Thanks for listening.